Well, when my husband Matt and I were first married, we lived in Tacoma, Washington, and this town is about an hour from Edmonds, Washington, where my most athletic and outdoorsy relatives live, my sister Anne and her husband Chris. And these are the sorts of people who have to train for their vacations. So mountain climbing or riding a bike hundreds of miles. And sometimes we participated in these adventures. Well, I participated in the ones that involved s'mores. Matt rose to the more challenging trips because he was willing to train. I'm not willing to train for anything or learn a new skill. But this one weekend, Anne and Chris thought of an activity we could all enjoy together, and this was river rafting. And the river in the story is the Wenatchee. And near the Wenatchee is a town called Leavenworth. This is a faux Bavarian cutesy town akin to our Solvang. And this is where we all met and parked our cars. And then we were transported by the rafting company in vans with maybe 30 other people to the put-in spot on the Wenatchee River. And this was a sunny, warm day in the summertime. And so by 9 or 10 a.m., we're all standing on a gravelly beach, you know, in a bend of the river, listening to Rick, the head of the rafting company, give us some instructions. So he's describing the parts of the boat. These are those big floppy inflatable boats that hold about 10 people. And then the paddles and how to hold them and how to use them. And then the various commands that the guides would be shouting at us during our four-hour trip. There'd be a guide in each boat shouting at us. And okay, so at this point in the story, I'm going to digress, and this is a completely gratuitous digression. But I just think it's worthwhile. So I just want to tell you that Rick was like a fit, athletic, outdoorsy type person you'd expect to have this job. But he had one normal-sized arm, and then he had one tiny arm. And that's not the point. Here's the rest of the point of the digression. So my sister Anne knew Rick. She and Chris had gone on a trip with him before. And on that trip, when Anne was standing on the beach listening to Rick give instructions, she was concerned because she's a very, very small person. She's maybe 5 feet, 5 foot one. And she's trying to imagine like plunging these oars over the side of this, you know, raft into the water. And she's thinking she won't be able to reach the water. And when Rick asked if there are any questions, she actually raised her hand and said, "What if you have short arms?" And the reason I like this story so much is because I'm very concerned about, as I go through life, my continuing tactlessness. I just can't seem to overcome it. And thinking of this story, I'm reminded that maybe I'm not the most tactless person in my family, at least. So back to our beach and my rafting trip. So we're standing on the beach, and Rick is, of course, responsible for our safety. So he has to go over every eventuality. Like, what if you pop out of the raft and you find yourself in the water? What if the whole raft turns over and everybody's in the water? What if one or more people get trapped underneath the overturned raft? And he mentions floating logs and boulders and whirlpools. And I'm just appalled. Because Anne assured me that this was like a perfectly safe outing, and these aren't those treacherous kinds of rapids. And I'm looking around, and all I see are smiling faces. And I'm thinking, am I the only rational person here? Apparently so. And here's this expert telling us we might actually find ourselves in the water struggling for our lives. Or there might not even be a struggle, because if you fell out and hit your head and went unconscious, you would just sink to the bottom and drown in a few seconds, and your lifeless body would just wash up on the shore a few miles downstream. And so now I'm looking at, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Gene, what are the odds of someone drowning on a four-hour rafting trip where there's a guide in each boat? But see, that's not the way anxious people just can't do that kind of analysis. What we hear, if there's a possibility of it happening, it is going to happen to either me or someone I love. And I look around at the people I love, and Matt and Ann and Chris, they all look very relaxed and excited and happy. And Ann and Chris have done this before. Matt hasn't, but he still seems very trusting and confident and this guy. So I decide I'm not going to worry about them. I'm just going to focus on my own survival, and I formulate a plan. So we get in our boats, and I'm actually assigned to Rick's boat, which gives me, you know, he's the lead guy, and it gives me some confidence, but not enough confidence to abandon my plan. And so in the boats, so he's in the stern, and I'm one person. I'm right in front of him. Then Matt's in front of me. Ann and Chris are up there, and there's four other people. And he's told us our commands and everything. Everybody knows what to do. We've all got our paddles. So at first, the water's calm. And then after a while, you start to hear the rapids, right? And it get louder and louder and louder. And then eventually you can see the white water and the boulders up ahead. And everybody's getting very, very excited, and I'm getting ready. And so then Rick says, you know, get ready. And then everybody sort of kneels up kind of tall, like on one knee, and they've got their paddles held aloft. I'm doing it too. And then we hit the rapids, and the change from calm to chaos is very, very sudden. Like you're just merrily, gently down a stream, and then it's just like this loud, crazy roller coaster where you're being doused with icy cold water. It's just wild. It's terrifying. And so then, so he yells, "Dig!" And everybody starts just paddling like mad, except for me, and I crouch down in the bottom of the raft, and I have my paddle kind of underneath my knees because I don't want to lose it. That'd be very, very embarrassing and expensive. So I'm kind of kneeling on it, and there's this rope that runs around the top of the raft that goes through those rings. I'm just holding on to that thing with both hands. And then we get through the rapids, and Rick gives some sort of other command. I don't know, ease up or at ease or, you know, something. And everybody stops paddling, and then I pick up my paddle. And now everybody's just so excited, and they're laughing, they're talking about what happened. Oh, I got so wet, I almost lost. Oh, I almost fell out, and I just joined the merriment. You know, and yeah, that was great, you know. And then I just do this. Every set of rapids, I just, this is what I do. And it's a great plan. Now, I can't prevent the whole raft from turning over, but I can make sure that I don't individually fall out and hit my head and drown. So we go on. It's like 3-4 hours of this. And then finally this ordeal is over, and we pull up, and they drive us or to our cars, you know, in Leavenworth. We all say goodbye, thank you to our guides and all this. Wasn't that great? And we decide, Matt and Ann and Chris and I decide that we're going to walk around this cutesy little town, Leavenworth, and maybe get some Bavarian food, you know. So we're walking down the street, and we see a crowd of people in front of this window, and we recognize them from our little expedition. And so they're looking at something. They're looking at something in a window. And so we walk down the street, and we go up to them. Hi, guys. What are you guys looking at? And they say, they're pictures of our trip. And I say, what? And they say, yeah, there's all our boats. And I said, well, how is that possible? And Ann says, well, remember the poles we passed? No, there are those poles along the rapids. There are those poles, and there's a box with a camera in it. They take pictures. You can buy these pictures. Oh, my gosh. So I kind of back off. Ann and Chris and Matt are looking in the window. And after a while, I hear them say, you know, oh, there's our boat. There it is. There it is. There we are again. There's like a dozen pictures. And then I know it's only a matter of time. And then Ann's going, Gene, what are you doing? And what are you doing here? Why aren't you paddling? What are you? And they're looking and they're looking. And then they start kind of laughing as they realize what's going on. And I can't deny it's me because it's pretty good clarity. And anyway, I was wearing a big floppy white hat that tied under my chin, and no one else had that kind of hat on. And so they're all laughing. And then I decide I'll just laugh too. Like, isn't it silly? I thought I would die on this little river rafting trip. And it wasn't the first time. Of course, it's not the first time. Or the only time that I was the most anxious person in a group situation. But it was such a graphic illustration. It was like it might as well have been like a bar graph or something. It was really graphic. a bunch of normal people behaving normally, and then me. This chicken, this big chicken in a white hat, you know? But then again, another way of looking at it is, I was pretty brave just to get in that stupid boat in the first place. Yeah.